Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. And I'll go ahead and start with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo Guru Dev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us. We have it. We all have it. It's kind of just, you know, about paying attention, I think. And also, I know that when I'm living in my joy, being in my joy, in my current, you know, now moment, I feel completely hooked up and completely connected. Being the angels are showing me dancing around, seeing myself dancing around, and that is definitely being in my joy moment. Just makes me feel so happy, you know. So, you know, what is it? What is it for you? What is it for you that makes you be in your joy? Being in your now moment, being in your joy moment, you know, and this is an interesting point because I believe this has kind of been one of my challenges. I tend to be kind of a multitasker. One of my major soul types is a can-do, so I get things done, and so I'm often looking ahead, what do I need to do, doing a bunch of things all at the same time. And one of the things about dancing is while I'm dancing, I am so present. This is interesting. I haven't really thought about this so much before, or really kind of gotten it, that dancing for me is being completely present and being in so much joy while I'm dancing. And the main dancing that we do is contra dancing. And so for me, I think of it as a dance form where basically you're connecting with the whole room. You dance, and if you don't know what it is, you dance in long lines of people. There's always live music. There's a live band. There's a caller. You have a partner, and you're dancing up and down the hall. The etiquette is you always look in each other's eyes. So you're getting very, very connected. And I know I feel my heart just expanding. I start feeling like I love everyone in the room, and I do. I love everyone. Even if I don't know them or I haven't met them yet. And I realized that, oh my gosh, I'm not ever, well, I'm dancing. I'm not thinking ahead. What's the next dance going to be? Or, you know, what do I need to do? Or any of that stuff. I'm just flowing. And one of the things I love about dancing this, for me, dancing this contra dancing is, I consider myself to have pretty good rhythm, and so I love just really using the music to its fullest and really maxing out, you know. So maybe it's there's times when I can add some extra spins and come, you know, and then be there and be present for then whatever the next move is. So I'm not letting people down. I'm always there. I'm always present, and really enjoying just kind of the bliss of the connecting with people, looking at people, spinning. I tend to wiggle around a lot. I call it dolphin dancing. And anyway, this is a really fun revelation for me to make for myself. And, you know, I'm sure you all have your ideas about what is it when you're in your joy moment and how you're present, very present in your joy moment, and basically just getting blissed out. And the way I always look at it is that we get blissed out, and that's part of our contribution to world peace, you know, because the more we're in our joy moment and being present and, you know, we're radiating that out. It's sharing out. Oh, the angels are showing me again. This analogy has kind of come before, where it's like we're leaving a little, you know, snail or slug trails of happiness. And then as we are in our joy and we're in our now moments being blissed out, then we leave that, you could say, residue, the joy trails, and that then, you know, wherever we go, and that energy basically is picked up by other people as they go past that, or as they brush up against us, or whatever, you know, that image is really fun to think of. I know I've always said that, you know, I have basically refused for probably close to 40 years to watch news, read the news, that kind of thing, because I've always said my contribution to world peace is not to get depressed, because, you know, the more you watch and the more you see, at least this is for me, the kind of the horribleness of stuff that's out there, because there's a lot of it, you know, getting caught up in that and getting, just having that bring us down, you know, and seeing the negative and whatever, that certainly doesn't help. Really, it doesn't help radiate any kind of joy or love or anything. It just basically radiates fear and negativity and horror and angst and anger and all that. So anyway, but you know, everybody's different. It's kind of like what works for you. I know that also for myself, I find that I'm also very careful about what movies I watch and what books I read, because I can feel them going into my body and kind of weighing me down and dragging me down and feeling just getting, you know, I get depressed even, you know, and that's just part of one of my soul types as an empath. And, you know, that just is always something I've had to be careful about. You know, I don't want to be around negative people. I just don't need it, you know. I don't need it in my body. I don't need it in my environment. I love keeping, you know, you talk about real stuff, right? But keeping the energy high, keeping the energy positive. And it's not, you know, I did have one friend one time who I worked with who, I don't know, she was trying to tell me some news thing. And I just said something about, I don't really want to hear about it. And she just gave me a real nasty, you know, thing about putting my head in the sand. And it's like, well, okay. And I remember feeling kind of guilty about it for a little while, like that wasn't okay. Like, because really, you know, there's been this standard, and, you know, I'm realizing this is like a 3D thing, you know, the standard 3D old earth thing that you must be well informed. Oh, you must know about every disaster and event that's going on. You've got to wallow around in it so you can be well informed. And so you can, you know, vote, or you can, whatever it is, or you can contribute money or whatever. And, you know, I vote and I contribute money where I feel called. And, you know, basically I don't need to get caught up in the disasters and stuff that's out there. I just don't. And you know what? I don't even need to explain it to anybody. But for some reason, I'm talking about it today. So anyway, being in your joy. Oh, my gosh. That is just like being very, very present. Being just totally digging on that moment. And this is a really, really awesome to get this. I get it for me. This feels really big. And so I love that. And, you know, I'm sure that it's going to mean something to others out there. But anyway, whatever, it's all good. I'm sitting here in our, what we're calling, it would have been considered the master bedroom, and it was with the previous owners, but we've turned it in, this is in our new home, we've turned it into what we're calling the sunroom. We have a two-story little place that we're loving. We just love it. And the windows in our sunroom face west and north. And the fun thing is we're up, you know, you're up high. It's on the second story, and we can see the trees. I'm looking out. I can see the fabulous trees. I can see the birds flying by. I can hear the doves. I can hear other birds. Oh, my gosh. It's just so blissful, and getting more light too, which is nice because we live in a duplex, and our duplex is on the north side, which at first we were a little concerned about. But then when we came and looked at the place and felt the energy of it, we just felt really, really excited and happy about the whole thing. The bedroom we're sleeping in is the smaller bedroom, and it has a north and an east window. So we're getting some morning sun, which is super sweet. And it's kind of fun because our downstairs is cooler, which is going to be really great for summer. We have a super awesome little patio, which we already had some friends over for dinner and ate out on the patio the other night, and with a perfect little tiny yard. It's about 20 by 20. And I'm so not into yard work, but I'm really loving mowing. We have a little push mower and trimmers, and I go and I mow, and then I rake, and then I mow again, and I just am enjoying keeping that little patch of lawn looking nice. It's just kind of fun, you know, kind of crazy. Anyway, we're realizing that what we can do is in the summer we can be downstairs. It'll be cool, getting the airflow coming through. Feels really nice. There's a ceiling fan in the dining kitchen area. And then in the winter, we'll come upstairs. We'll move our TV to watch that we watch movies on. Well, I think we'll move it upstairs into the sunroom and create a cozy space up here in the winter. So anyway, that's just kind of fun. And, you know, we've only been here a couple, 3 weeks maybe. Well, gosh, today's the, oh, I don't know what day it is, the 17th or 18th or something, and of April, and we moved in April 1st. So yeah, I guess it is almost 3 weeks. And just loving it. Oh my gosh, we just every day love it more. It's just so perfect for us. And it's really nice because Jim and I are both basically on the same page with how we live and how we get things done and stuff. So anyway, okay, we have about 2.5 minutes left. And again, I just want to emphasize being in your joy moment, and how I know for me, I'm just realizing it like in a huge, huge way today, that really helps me be very present. As I'm dancing, I am so in my joy, blissed out moment. And coming up this weekend is a big dance weekend in Portland, which we're very excited about. It's an annual event. Lots and lots of friends, good music, good callers, and just a ton of fun. Staying with some dear women friends, that's going to be super fun. And seeing lots of sweet friends there. That's going to be awesome. And anyway, okay, I'm getting to that I'm supposed to do a chant. So, okay, they're saying to do the chant for miracles, and that will basically that will help with being present. Okay. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidhya tenesavadiya puri hoe karamata apasara jinahare dhariya sikhiyate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya laba loba kama krodha maho marakade tu de sapara variya Dana sotera tana he sachatera pesa kariya Nanakatula henatu he guru amaratu vicharia Guru de tata mana sadaria Guru de tata mana sadaria. So anyway, just a few seconds left. It's been a real joy to be here. And you know, it's so funny, I feel like who knows if people ever hear this show, but I keep getting, you know, that I'm supposed to do it, keep doing it. So that's all good and fine. And, you know, we'll just see where all this leads. Maybe it's just purely for my own my own edification. So, all right. Many, many blessings to you all. Have a joy, joy, joy filled day. Much love.